This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-463-2824, regarding Sandra Rouse, R-O-W-S-E, date of birth July 15th of 1937. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Rouse with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and history of a right nephrectomy. Her last visit was March 22nd of 2021. She missed the follow-up in 4 months, but has rescheduled now. She has lost 24 pounds over the last 10 months due to chronic nausea and abdominal pain. She hasn't had this evaluated yet, but she needs to come in to be seen and have that followed up and checked. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that fluctuates, but it is slightly better after she has lost weight. She also has chronic dyspnea on exertion, some at rest, no cough or sputum production. She does limit fluid intake to 64 ounces every 24 hours. She's very careful with the fluid restriction, and she follows a low-salt diet. No chest pain or palpitations. She did not take the COVID-19 vaccinations and still feels like she will not take them for personal reasons. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. I would like to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once daily. And for pain, she uses Tylenol as needed. Physical examination, weight is 205 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 41, and pulse is 54. In labs, most recent lab studies were done December 6th of 2021. Her creatinine is stable at 1.9. Estimated GFR is 25. Albumin 3.5, calcium 8.6, sodium 142, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 3.8, hemoglobin 10.8 with normal white count, platelets 146,000, and differential is normal. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. She does have some nausea and abdominal pain and poor appetite, and we have encouraged her to call for an appointment for further evaluation of this. She's had the same creatinine levels for for at least 2 years, going on 3 years now. So we do not suspect that the nausea is related to the current creatinine level. And generally, abdominal pain is not a symptom of progression of kidney disease either. So we have asked her to please follow up with you for evaluation of her weight loss and abdominal pain and nausea. And she should continue to have monthly lab studies done. She's due to have labs this month. And then we're going to recheck her in this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.